Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, we love talking to these guys, the Irwin brothers. They're always coming up with such great stories, great movies. They're just an uplifting team that they have there, and they've got a new one out now called Ordinary Angels in theaters, starring Hilary Swank, Alan Ritchson. I've seen the trailer for this, and it just looks phenomenal. Andy, how you doing?
I'm good, Randy. Good to be with you again, man. Love what you do, and huge fan here.
Thank you so much. Every time that you guys come out with something, it's always something refreshing. It's always something very different. How do you find your stories, or do people are there just do you have a catalog of 1,000 stories that you want to tell?
we have a room full of script ideas that people are always pitching us, and we're always grateful for the ideas. We're not smart enough to go out and find the great stories. The great ones just kind of find us. And we tell true stories. It's what we know. It's what we love. And so this new one that we've got found us kind of in an unlikely way. Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band stumbled across this true story that happened in the 90s about a little girl's life being saved during the biggest blizzard in the history of Kentucky, and her needing to be airlifted to get a liver transplant. And this unlikely hero that rallied the community and ultimately the church fought to save this little girl's life in the middle of this blizzard. And he was so moved by the true story that he just championed it for years. And he brought it to a producer friend of ours named John Berg that produced movies like Elf. And then it ended up at Lionsgate. Lionsgate said, hey, this is a faith story. You guys need to talk to the Kingdom guys. They bring it to us. We looked at the story. We're like, not only do we know this story, but the church that this talks about is Southeast Christian Church in Louisville. The chairman of our board at Kingdom is an elder at that church. We're like, we know it inside and out. So it kind of went from Dave Matthews to Buddy the Elf from Elf to Lionsgate to us. So
oh, man, it's cool. Well, and I see that the screenplay is by Meg Tilly. Is that the same Meg Tilly?
Yeah, it's the same Meg Tilly. She was the one that when Dave decided to do it, she wrote the original screenplay with Dave. And then when we got it, we helped with the rewrites and kind of got it with John Gunn, the director writer, that helped. It was definitely an unorthodox grouping of people. But the story that came out of it was just had really great flavors in the dish.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for this, and it just looks fantastic and powerful, as do all of your works, man. You guys do such a great job. And we're talking to producer Andy Irwin here, the Kingdom Story Company. And that's the other thing. You guys are kind of at the height of your powers right now.
I don't know about that. Well, sounds a lot more. I want to live in that reality. I'm at the height of our powers. That's funny. I'll take it.
But it just seems like, I mean, you've had so many great successes and so many great things, have happened as a result of your stories that I would imagine it's pretty easy to get things made these days, right?
Well, I mean, it's never. No movie wants to get made. And so it's always a lot harder than every time you would think that. And you would be like, oh, it's going to be easy this time. You get into it and be like, well, we're going to do a blizzard movie in sub-zero weather. We're going to film that in Canada. This isn't easy. But but I think it allows us to get a little bit more ambitious. I think because the audience has really supported films like ours, right. The studio is willing to spend more money. And so, they've been willing to make bigger movies, which is like for us a blessing. So in this one, to get, Hilary Swank, two-time Oscar winner in this one. And then to get Alan Ritchson from the Reacher series, who is quite possibly the most intimidating looking man on earth. and to get him in this and to play a completely different role. But, I think, stories of faith and hope are playing right now. And there's been a gravitating towards those kind of stories where when we first started 15 years ago, people were really avoiding them. And so now we're able to get better actors. We're getting better budgets. The films are getting bigger and bigger. And that's just a tribute to the audience flexing its muscle and voting with its ticket.
Well, and some of your other great movies, Jesus Revolution, American Underdog. I mean, not only Hilary Swank, but you get some big name actors to be in these movies. And I think that's a large part of what you guys do, because, and we've talked about this before, you know, 20 years ago, somebody mentions a movie with a Christian undertone and you just know it's going to be terrible. It's going to be terrible. It's going to have nobody in it that you know. The storyline's going to be, you know, so, but you guys have really put your mark and your stamp on creating these movies, in a sense, a big blockbusters, and the people that you have in them. I just saw an interview with Hilary Swank the other day, and I think it was on CBS Sunday Morning, and she was talking about the movie.
Yeah.
And they asked her, they said, well, okay, do you believe in miracles? And she talked about it, and she said, yeah, I guess I do. I guess I do. And I know I've talked to you guys before about when you cast a movie, do the people have to be Christians already? And you told me no, but they've got to be just kind of open to the ideas.
Yes. It's not, you know, we love working with benevolent skeptics, you know, you know, they're not hostile towards the Christianity. They're curious. Right. And when they're curious, the thing that's interesting when you have a Hilary Swank or somebody like that, that's such a veteran actor, and they come in, but it may not be what they understand or believe for themselves, but they're curious, then it comes across really fresh when they try to understand it and communicate it. So instead of it feeling, you know, canned or cliche or churchy.
Right.
And I think there's something really, and so this character that Hilary plays, Sharon, is kind of a hot mess. She's like an Aaron Brockovich kind of character.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Hilary plays her in a way where it's an entry point for a conversation about faith that is very approachable. You're just like, it's an everyman. It's just like, you're just like me. And I think that there's something really interesting about that. And then along the way, it seeps in and makes an impact. So I think, like, when we did Jesus Revolution, and my brother and Brett McCorkle directed that film, you know, the most powerful moment for me in the whole campaign tour for that was, you know, to have Kelsey Grammer on the Kelly and Ryan show, and for him to break down crying, saying, this movie changed my life.
Yes.
Yeah. And he really kind of found his faith through playing a man of faith. And I think there's something really beautiful about that. And then actors that are veteran, great actors come out and they're able to say, hey, I'm already a Christian and this is something I can be a part of. So
right.
Alan Richson from Reacher, Alan, if you haven't seen his YouTube channel, he has this Insta church thing that he does where he preaches, and he is a born again Christian, former Marine. And so to give him an outlet to express his faith, you get both. And so we like working with all types, as long as the message that we're communicating is clear.
You know, it's funny when you run across people who you didn't know about their faith before. A guy that we've had on the program before, Bill Engvall, the Here's Your Sign guy, does a message every Sunday. And during the pandemic, he was on there every single Sunday. And it's like, wow. It's so cool to find out. We're talking to producer Andy Irwin here in the National Defense. The new movie, Ordinary Angels, is out. And, you know, our audience, as you know, Andy, is active duty military veterans and their families.
Yeah.
And you guys just seem to just hit that nail on the head with our folks every single time. And we always hear about it. And it makes such
an honor.
Yeah, it just makes such a big imprint in, you know, in what they're thinking about.
Well, I mean, I think we're wired the same way. You know, there's a reason why we live in Nashville, Tennessee, and not Los Angeles, is, you know, our desire is to live amongst the people we make films for. We want to tell stories that feel authentic, and we don't want to lose who we are. And so we stay true to our roots. And so that heartland, great American values, Midwestern, Southeastern kind of value system that's really rooted in our faith, those are the kind of stories we're attracted to. And, you know, we're developing stories, you know, right now. It really comes down to, I mean, you know, my grandfather is a Medal of Honor recipient from World War II, and I know he's talked about that. And so it was really ingrained to us that there is no higher calling than to fight for your country. Like to be an American military person, I feel like is the highest calling you can have. Like, put my job way down the list from that. And so we try to tell stories that honor those kind of experiences and the value system that people like that really represent. And so we're actually starting to delve into military stories. So we've got the movie Fearless that we're developing on that book, best-selling book about Adam Brown from the Navy SEALs.
Right.
So that's one of the ones we're actively developing that right now, writing the script. And you can watch, I just started a podcast called The Storytellers. And Eric Blim, the author for that book, is my guest that launched today. And so there's other stories like that we are, you know, really developing. And I'm excited to continue to branch out into some of those stories, because I think people need to be reminded, especially sometimes the media can be so jaded towards those things that are so valuable. We want to remind the public, hey, this is the highest calling you can have.
And I thought here the reason you moved to Nashville just because they had Crystal hamburgers.
Well, that too. You know, I do like to eat. You know, Crystal hamburgers, like you know, hot chicken. Like it's the food was the main reason. I try to blame it on the other value driven stuff. So it doesn't make me seem like such a foodaholic. But you know, I like to eat.
Andy, you know, I think I told you I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I just went back a couple of months ago. I still have family there, and discovered this place that serves Prince's Nashville hot chicken, which was the original Nashville hot chicken before Hattie B's. And man, oh my gosh, you just can't beat it.
Well, we're building our new office right now. They actually, in the complex that it's in, just put a Hattie B's chicken in there, and it's game over. Like, I'm in trouble.
We're talking to Andy Irwin here in the National Defense, and of course the great new movie that is out now called Ordinary Angels. What do you hope people take away from this film?
Hope. You know, it's very simple. You know, like the hallmark of everything we do at Kingdom is a rush of hope. Like, it has to leave people leaving the theater being uplifted and wanting to go out and make a difference. And I think right now there's such a pessimism and there's such a antagonism in culture that pits us against each other, that I think the purest form of faith is one that produces hope to want to change the world. And I think those stories are the ones that are worth telling. That's worth investing our lives in. So Ordinary Angels is one that does it on a level that we've never been able to do it before. I think especially because the caliber of actors that are coming to the table are getting better and better. But this one's special, and it leaves people on their feet. It's the highest rated film that we've ever gotten between the audience and the critics. So it's 99%. It's 99% with the audience right now, A plus cinema score, and it's 83% and rising with the critics. So we've got over 70 reviews from critics, and typically critics don't like our films. But they're warming up to it, and I think they're craving hope too. But we keep kind of ticking up the box. We're at 83% and rising with the critics. So this film is one worth watching in the theater with your family.
Yes,
it will leave you standing and cheering and saying, "I don't know how to change the world, but I can go out and change one person's life."
Hey, critics,
that's the point of the movie.
Critics can have hope too, right?
Well, I didn't think so before, but I'm starting to believe that maybe we can.
Hey, I want to ask you about this podcast, The Storytellers. That sounds fascinating. Have you just started that?
Yeah, we just started. We launched it about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
You know, my dad, very similar to you, my father was in talk radio growing up. So I grew up, you know, sitting in the studio as a kid, you know, organizing my baseball cards, listening to my dad do talk radio. And I always thought, you know, I've always been a fan of how my dad did that. And, so I grew up around it. And so they were like, you know, we need to communicate better. We've really spent so much time, you know, focusing on trying to make really great films that we've never really had a conversation with the audience. And they said, we'd love to start a podcast. I was like, well, if I was going to start one, I'm not super interesting, but we've got a lot of fascinating friends.
Yeah.
And so we said, what if we just let people be a fly on the wall and get to meet our friends? And so the first six episodes are out. Seventh one launched today. So we got Dennis Quaid was the first one. We got Candace Cameron Bure, Patricia Heaton. Coming up on the show next week is Roma Downey. We've got I'm hoping to get Kelsey Grammer on soon.
Great.
One that will really appeal to your audience that is going to come out later this year is Jared Shaw. That's a former Navy SEAL that developed the Terminalist show with Chris Pratt.
Oh yeah.
He's Chris Pratt's best friend, and trained him for Zero Dark 30, and then ended up developing the Terminalist with Jack Carr and him. And that one, Jared is, he's one of my heroes. So he's going to be on soon. So it's just a way for us to say, forget about the celebrity status of people. Just let people be normal people.
That's cool.
And let people have a window into a conversation fly on the wall between us and some of our interesting friends. And it's called The Storytellers. It's out wherever you get podcasts, Spotify and everything else. So, cool. It's an experiment. I'm trying out your day job. I'm not as good as you.
Yeah. Listen, you got that voice. You've got that voice, that radio voice also.
Thanks, I'll take it.
I'll check that out.
If I could take from this conversation, you've given me a boost of confidence of height of our powers and radio voice. I'll take it.
Andy, always great to talk to you, man. Congratulations on another great effort here with Ordinary Angels in theaters now. And you better get back on here with Fearless.
Oh, it's a done deal, man. Randy, your first stop. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, man. Have a great day.
Talk soon.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.